The idea is that the FAO does not work alone. We work with the guidance of the government and in partnership with civil society and private sector. And we are trying to improve, especially private sector and civil society participation, not only in the formulation of our projects, but also in the implementation process. The meetings we had in the morning highlighted the three areas to prioritize our work. The first area is integrate water management research. That means improving irrigation, harvest rain, fall water, and also training in aquaculture in Uganda. Uganda, as you know, has a lot of water resources and need to better manage them. Second area that we agreed is related trade and markets. We want to improve the performance of the Uganda farmers on those areas, and we agreed to look to the storage capacity of the country, make an assessment on the silos capacity they have, and make recommendations to the minister, and also to improve the cooperatives training for the farmers, as we believe that cooperatives is the only way that we can, with the small farmers, succeed in improving their capacity and performance. Finally, the last area, but not least important, is our dear friend here on agriculture. We do support the strategy, the dual strategy of the minister to implement, to improve the performance of the small scale farmers at the same time that we will try to boost large scale farmers for sport crops. And we agreed that to do that, we need to look carefully to the land rights to avoid that the small farmers lose or sell their lands and became landless without another good job opportunity. So FAO will be working to support the government in training on the voluntary guidelines of land tenure in the forthcoming years. Those are basically the agreements that we achieved this morning. We hope that during the afternoon, other ideas and proposal will come to the table and be discussed the possibilities to support them. I have to say that this short visit is not my first one to the country and will be not the last one. We have been engaged in conversation with the ambassador, with the minister in Rome about the work we do in the country. And we are very glad to say that we see a good improvement in the performance of the agricultural sector last year. And we hope that we can continue to provide more foods available and also to contribute to pull down the inflation as we did in the last year. This is the voluntary guidelines that has recently approved. This has been a process of 2-year discussions around the world, country by country, between civil society, private sector, and governance. And now it will be translated to country level, to national level, according to the laws and customs of each country.